This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, remember yesterday we played the tape of Regis Philbin not understanding the concept and the format of The Price is Right.
Right. Got it.
Well, on his show today, there is a show that he does watch and he understands. It's a really hot game show.
And here's what you got to do. They'll show you the question. You want to take a crack at it, go ahead. But if you do and you lose, you go back to $25,000. But if you have the answer, of course, then you get whatever the money is that you're playing for.
Right.
Now, Buzz, you didn't see Regis today, did you?
I did not see it today.
Would you like to guess what game show he's trying to explain?
I can't tell from his description.
Make a guess.
Hazard a guess.
I have a guess.
Yeah.
Did you hear it, Mike?
I didn't see the show today, no.
What do you think it is?
Pyramid?
No.
No.
Buzz, would you like to guess?
Password? I don't know.
I have a second guess.
Let's hear a little more.
Okay.
Okay, what's your second guess, Mike?
Millionaire.
No.
Here we go.
You follow?
Mm-hmm.
But you have the alternative of saying, I'm not going to take a chance on that.
Right.
And then you get some fifth graders. These kids are pretty smart.
Now
do you see the funny?
Are
you
smarter then?
This is the show that he understands.
How about that, Regis?
I thought you were competing against them. They are there to help you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So each one comes over, sits down next to you,
mm-hmm.
and they have their own little sheet where they put their answer down. As you're being asked the question, you have a little companion who also writes the answer down, and you're allowed one cheat on that.
You look off the paper.
Too bad you're not older.
Once. And then after that, it's gone.
Very compelling television.
It's a pretty good idea.
Yes.
No, I really mean it. I was impressed.
I told you, to me, there's nothing harder than doing... sitting with my son while he's doing his homework. Because you cannot believe what you forgot.
What you've forgotten, right?
You forget so much.
Well, I'm going on an all-out push. I'm going to start studying my... I still have my second-grade books.
Okay,
I read them every night.
All right, old man.
Second-grade books written on stone.
I'm going to get a hold of some of that. And,
why not? If you want, you can study with Michael. He'll come over.
Your kids have got all the books I need.
They've got all the books, everything.
No, kids.
If you want to come over, we'll tutor you.
Got to go all the way downtown?
We could come to you if you'd like.
That's what he gets.
I got to go downtown. There's a little of the old man right there. I got to go 35 blocks.
Gilman, why don't you come over here and push my leg up?
The Don and Mike Show. A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Regis, he does not get it, does he?
That's what makes him charming.
Really doesn't. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I think I have a suggestion for Mike with his dog situation.
All right. Uh-huh.
Okay, now let me get this straight. He wants a dog that does all the normal dog things, but he's kind of retarded, but he gives unconditional love.
Well, I don't know if we want to keep that retarded theme throughout. I am probably going to be in the market for.
But just a little off, just a little non-judgmental.
A goofy dog would appeal to me.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you just take home Tom Gavin?
It was leading up to a joke.
Thank you.
Bye.
And I've got a serious problem here. We get Elaine Boozler calling.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Where's Fred Thompson at?
Yeah.
Fred, what do you think of her?
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, it causes concern.
Of course it does. Please.
It does indeed.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
That's our names. Don't wear them out.
Hey, guys, I was wondering if you seen the commercials for the new movie with Patton Oswalt in it.
Have you seen? Well, the way I said it, it sounds correctly. Have you seen?
Uh-huh. He's wondering if we've seen.
Yeah, the Balls of Fury.
Here you go. I know how to respond. I seen him in that commercial.
You have?
Yeah, I seen it.
I seen it too.
Speaking of Patton, I told you I saw the Devil's Rejects, the Rob Zombie movie other day.
Yeah.
That old movie.
You
that
didn't watch
movie.
All of it, right? Didn't finish
no,
it, right?
But you remember Patton's friend that came in the studio that day? The goofy looking guy?
Ryan
Posen? I don't think I was here that day.
Oh, you weren't there?
Yeah.
Oh,
he was
a tall,
that is him.
Very strange looking man. Mm-hmm. And lasted about 5 minutes in the Devil's Rejects. He was, and you knew he was going to be the first one to catch the bullet in the head.
Ooh.
He's not an attractive man.
Was he the romantic lead?
He's been in the Comedians of Comedy. He's that goofy looking guy, that tall guy.
I hear about Patton Oswalt's friends once in a while. My son called me today,
right.
And said, "Hey, Dad, why is it sometimes when people call, the new thing now is the first thing they say is, 'Are you by your computer?'" And if you're not by your computer, it's like, well, Never mind. I'll tell you later.
Right.
Like, you know, oh, God, what a drag you are. You're not by your computer.
So modern day show and tell.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not by the computer, but tell me whatever it is. And he says, you know, okay. Walking me there. Okay,
that's
Dad.
A lot of work.
Here's the deal. You know, on Kanye West's website. Look, I live there. Okay. I got it bookmarked. It's in my favorite. Go, okay, sure. He says, there's an extra cut of a video for his new song.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. He says, there's a guy in there that's a really good friend of Patton Oswalt's. and I have no idea.
It's probably also based on that Comedians of Comedy tour.
Right.
Where all of his friends were on a bus and they went all over the country.
I think so. It's supposed to be funny.
Another one of his friends is that Spider-Man commercial where I webbed you got the apartment.
Right? Oh, right.
That's one of the same guys.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that guy in his band of groundlings
or
whatever
they are? I believe he is. I think he looks exactly like he's got the huge bushy beard. He's that guy.
I got two things to bring up right here.
Okay.
The first thing to bring up is, without getting terribly, terribly detailed, I believe that Jan and I today had what you might consider to be kinky.
Tell away.
Really?
Now I'm
hard to describe. Really, really hard to describe.
Imagination.
But you will be able to convey. Perhaps with help, you'll be able to convey.
Here's the thing. It did not involve below the waist for her.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
So
now that's very clear.
Yeah.
How do I say there? You know what? Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. I don't want you to hear me talking sailor talk. Leave the room. Leave the room.
You realize there's a speaker out there.
And I'm going to turn the microphones off.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and I'm going to tell Mike.
Less
embarrassed. And then, Buzz, you just talk while I'm telling
Mike. All right.
All right.
All right. Very good.
Because I have to mention Janet's attributes and what was done.
Oh, well, now I know what happened.
Understand.
No, you don't.
Okay,
oh,
good.
No, you don't.
Oh, good. Okay.
I guarantee
you. Well, I thought
you
when
don't.
You said that, I thought.
No, you don't. It's that, but you don't know.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Well, I can't wait to hear.
I hope she's not embarrassed. Hold on.
I can't wait to hear this myself. I can't imagine what above the waist kinkiness might have occurred today between Don and Janet that they'd not tried before. You'd think you'd figure it out just from what he said about above the waist, but not necessarily, he says. He says there's a variation on that, apparently, or something related to that. So Don is now telling Mike what he was a little too uncomfortable, a little too embarrassed to say on the air. He's now telling Mike in private. And I'm filling in for you. And now the two of them are doing what they did to the general manager, and that's walk out and leave me here alone. You see, it's very easy to do a radio show if you have help and you can take calls, but I'm trapped in a room by myself. Don and Mike have now left the control room, and I'm staring at an empty radio studio. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? My name's Buzz Burbank. This is the Don and Mike Show. And now, not only am I dying to know what it is that Don and Janet ventured into new territory with today. I'm dying to know when Don and Mike are going to come back. I see Don peeking in the front door, and hopefully he'll be headed back in here. Actually, Don and Mike, nope, they were only pretending. They were faking. They're not coming back in here right now. If only I had someone to speak with, someone to talk to, besides you wonderful people, of course, but I have no idea what's on your mind right now or what you'd like to hear. I can tell you Michael Vick's in court right now, and we're waiting to hear how that turns out. He showed up in a black suit and a blue shirt today, ready for his court appearance. And I understand also that not only has Blockbuster decided to go with the Blu-ray format, but so has now also Circuit City as well. And there's also a problem apparently with drunken astronauts. These are all things that we'll be looking into for you a little later. Don and Mike have now returned to the studio. Don's making himself at home, and so is Mike. Mike has actually taken up reading at this point. Don lighting up a lovely cigar. They're both adjusting their microphones now. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's a fake out. They're up. They're out of the studio again, and once again, you and I are alone together. Yeah, here it is. Target says that they're going to start selling the Blu-ray players. This is very bad news for those of us with high-def DVD players or high-def DVDs because they won't play in the Blu-ray machines. And also, Barry Bonds had some tough words for Bob Costas today. He called him a little midget man who knows jack about baseball. So I'll be eager to see, you know, if Costas tries to rough up Barry Bonds for saying that. Well, let's see. It's a beautiful day here in Washington, D.C., and it's a summer day, a lovely day. It couldn't be nicer. And actually, it's one of those days that you wish you were outdoors instead of being indoors. And I certainly feel that way right now. I hope you're lucky enough to be out in this good weather because I'm all alone, all by myself here in the studio. Let me turn around here for a moment and see if there's anyone else here with us today. I see John Norman, the producer. I see Matt, the intern. I see Monty, the intern. I see Joe Ardinger leaning back, reclining in his chair, enjoying the sights and sounds available on his computer. If you call Joe up and you ask him if he's sitting next to his computer, he'll be able to tell you, yeah, I'm right here, because that's pretty much where he lives throughout the entire show. So now, again, I'm dying to know what it is, the new territory that Donna Janet ventured into today in terms of romantic love, and hopefully someday I'll get to find out. But now I believe, rejoining us in the studio, ladies and gentlemen,
hello,
Don and Mike.
Why did we step away? I was going to tell you something, wasn't I?
Yeah, but you forgot to tell me.
You didn't tell him?
We were talking about the thing with the guy.
Yes, the new thing you tried.
Oh, right.
That's right. You know,
I am sorry. Mike and
we got sidetracked.
We talked about something else.
We got chatting.
All right, well, handle it, please, Buzz.
Do me a favor, though, and tell him quickly, because I'm as eager as anyone to find out what it is you tried today, what you experimented with, because the one thing I know about Don Geronimo is he has a history of not being terribly experimental in that neighborhood. He's a man. Here's a guy who knows what he likes. He has his definite taste. He's gone through phases in his life where he's picked one thing and stuck to it. That's how faithful and loyal and dedicated he is, and how when he decides he likes something, he really likes it. Some people say that makes it difficult to buy gifts for him, but actually it doesn't. It makes it easier, because if you know what he likes, it's very simple. You just go down the simple checklist of the things that he likes, and then you pick it out, and bingo, it's a home run. Because if he likes it, he loves it. That's how you buy gifts for Don Geronimo. And he's a man who sticks to things. He's very loyal, and as I said, sticks to the things that he does like, and that's why it's so terribly surprising that he may have tried something new today. That, of course, now you've got to be just as curious about what it is as I am. That's what I'd say to you. The Dow dropped more than 400 points today. I think that's bad. That's bad, right? Ah, yes. Well, you know, and the other thing you need to know about making a radio show is it requires preparation and hard work. It requires a team of people. It requires you thinking about what are the hot, important issues of the day. And you come prepared. You bring that stuff. But you do so knowing that you're going to be doing a radio show. I came to work today thinking, you know, I might read the news sometime around 6. That's what I came to work thinking. And suddenly, I'm sitting here alone in the studio chatting with you fine people, which I enjoy immensely. It's just that if I'd known you were coming, I would have baked a cake. I would have prepared. I would have put more thought into it. And so you see, and a lot of people think this is really easy. We hear this all the time. Ah, you guys work 4 hours a day. It couldn't be. No, we work 12, 18 hours a day putting this show together for your enjoyment. And we hope you do enjoy it. The indications are you do enjoy it, and that's the proof right there that the invested time pays off, that the work and the thought and the care and the blood and the sweat and the tears that go into it pays off, because people seem to like it. And we couldn't be more appreciative. A lot of people thank us. They say, you make my day better. You make my day go faster. You know what? You keep us in business. So it's really kind of a mutual deal, and we couldn't be happier about that arrangement. And that's how it works here at the Don and Mike Show. And normally, as I said, we work as a team. Now, sometimes we will screw with each other, like we're doing right now. Sometimes we'll play little jokes, little pranks, little practical jokes, tricks, if you will. And this is one of those occasions where Don and Mike have chosen to walk out of the studio and leave me here by myself at, gosh, it's been several minutes now. I've actually lost track of the time, and with any darn luck, you have too. I would love to take your calls. I'd love to talk to somebody, but I don't have a telephone in the room in which I'm sequestered. So I just have to babble on here. And as I said, that's not an easy thing to do without preparation. And now, with all this babbling and talking, I've made myself terribly thirsty, so I'm going to have a sip of my lovely carbonated beverage. Ah, that feels better. It's good to be lubricated. The mouth needs to be lubricated if it expects to keep things going. And that's the other thing about radio, is you got this pressure to keep the sound going. You, as we say in the business, keep the needle moving. We got to keep talking. We can't have long stretches of dead air, certainly, or you'll think we've just flat gone off the air, which happens sometimes. This isn't one of those occasions. This is an occasion where Don and Mike had a little something they wanted to say to each other and took the time to step aside and do that. Very kindly asked me to cover for them for just a moment while they did that. And then they got this idea for a joke. Let's play a joke on Buzz. Let's let's just leave him here with a microphone by himself and see how he does. Well, I've been pretty comfortable with it so far, but frankly, I'm worried. I worry about how long this can continue, how long I can keep this up. And it's my hope, as I'm sure it is yours by now, that they'll be back soon. Oh, it's nice to hear music, isn't it? This is the Pina Colada song, I believe. On a good-looking Thursday. And that's where the guy starts singing. And normally, as a DJ, you'd talk right up to that. Oftentimes called the post for you kids studying radio at home. That's called the post, where you talk up to a certain point on a record and then you stop, or a compact disc, as they call them today. Don is now riffling through the music library, probably looking for another great intro for me to talk over. And Mike is now chatting on his phone, or perhaps placing a call, or perhaps pretending to place a call. Perhaps he's preparing to adopt a dog. I know he's in the market for a dog. You know he's in the market for a dog. We've actually gotten a couple of calls from people who have suggestions on the kind of dog he ought to get. I believe a Westie came up. He wants a small dog, and Westies, I understand, are very agreeable, and his kids will probably like a Westie a lot. So I think Mike may be looking into a Westie. If you know of a dog like that you think he ought to consider, then you should call us sometime when there's somebody here to take your call. This would not be one of those times. Well, we've been doing this for several minutes now. How do you think it's going so far? I think we're getting along pretty well, don't you? Let's see. Well, wait a minute. Hang on. This is important. A bulletin has just come in about Michael Vick. He has entered a plea. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick has pled not guilty to dogfighting charges in a federal courtroom in Virginia. That is your breaking news. Mike Vick pleads not guilty. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside gathered outside the courtroom today as Michael Vick makes his appearance in court. You know, I have been a fan of the Don and Mike Show from the very beginning because I like the music they play. Like the songs by Karen and Richard Carpenter, for example, Rainy Days and Mondays on the Don and Mike Show. And that's where they start to sing. You remember? Do you remember what that's called from just a few moments ago? Called The Post. You talk up to The Post where the vocal begins on the record. Well, there you have it. Michael Vick has entered a plea of not guilty. He showed up today in court in his black suit, ready to go. And as I said, hundreds of protesters outside. A lot of things going on in sports lately, which is unfortunate because it never really an area I followed. In high school, I had a coach named Raper. Coach Raper was my gym coach.
Don and Mike Show.
We're back.
WJFK.
Yeah, baby. 13 minutes after the hour. On the Don and Mike Show. And there he goes again with the vocal that would have been there. I think if we go past a certain point, we have to play royalties for the song. So, you know, that's why we limit ourselves in that way.
Go, 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 go.
Remember your job,
go, shorty, it's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday.
You know, it's my anniversary, actually. It's not my birthday. Been married 32 years. 32 years ago today. About this time of day, as a matter of fact. Song by the Fifth Dimension that almost no one remembers.
I love you so, I always will.
It's called Bill.
I look at you.
They did actually, the Fifth Dimension, I don't know if people know this, did a musical version of the.
But am I ever gonna see my
well, obviously, monkeys are running the controls now. they did a version of the Declaration of Independence, a musical rendition of the Declaration of Independence. It's actually a good way to learn the document.
KCBQ.
You can change your mind.
Take a chance.
On the first
chance,
line.
That's called a cold open, where they just start singing and there's no musical intro to talk over. It's called a cold open. I believe that was ABBA right there. Let's see. Oh, well, I was talking about being a fan of the Don and Mike Show and the fact that you know, I've enjoyed sitting here listening to the show and watching these guys. I've had the advantage not only of being able to listen to the Don and Mike Show for these past 16 years or so, I've had the advantage of sitting here being able to watch them do it. And it's great fun. And if you're jealous of that, you have every reason to be jealous of that because it's been a blast and it still is a blast. And it's just the best thing ever. Makes me like the luckiest guy around in radio, I think. I think. I think a lot of people, I think people would give their arms and legs sometimes to be able to sit here and enjoy what I have enjoyed over these last 16 years. That's what I would say. I see Don and Mike back in the studio. Perhaps they'll join me now. Gentlemen? Well, I see them. They are talking. Here's the good news. They are talking to me. They have smiles on their faces. They're chatting amicably with me. Amiably? I don't know. One of those words. They're chatting in a friendly manner. Let's say that. But sadly, they've not turned on their microphones. So I can't hear them, and you can't hear them. And so this is doing no one any good whatsoever. I'll tell you, though, when I first became fond, oh, no, now they're leaving again. Well, all right. All right, story time, kids. I first became a fan of Don Geronimo back in Chicago when they were working in radio there. And I worked, I did morning news on a CBS radio station there where it was just a revolving door of morning men. You know how the radio business is. And so it was just one morning man after another. And many of these guys, some of them were good, some of them were horrible. And then suddenly one day Don Geronimo came to work. You've heard the backstory about him working over at WLS. And this was a chance for him actually to ultimately go on the air against Larry Lujak, who he tortured mercilessly on the air and in very funny ways. But the thing that made me really a fan of Don Geronimo is, I guess it was sort of a Letterman-type attitude, an approach, a sense of humor. For example, one of his best lines, in my opinion, was, "All the same songs, just in a different order. That's the secret to our success." See, I like that because it sounds like a slogan, but it's really insulting the radio station. The boss was not as fond of those kinds of comments, and he felt most of them were shooting over your head because, like a lot of radio bosses, he underestimated your level of intelligence. He didn't think that you'd get jokes like that when I know that you know that I know that you know that you do. And it's unfortunate that there are a lot of guys in radio who think that way, who insult your intelligence, who don't give you the benefit of the doubt, who aim for the lowest common denominator. I think you should shoot a little higher than that. Just a little higher. That's what I think. Well, and the other thing I want to talk about is the fact that I can't get over the amount of love that I have felt and that we have felt from the most fun and the nicest thing. And you have said the kindest, most supportive things to us. And I know that you sometimes feel like part of our family, just as sometimes, depending on you, we feel like part of yours. That's a great relationship.
Quiet!
All right, if you say so. Man, am I thirsty. Here's Don and Mike. They're back again, but I don't
tacky.
Know. What's tacky? I don't think I've done anything or said anything. In fact, I think I've been nothing but flattering.
Quiet!
Complimentary. Well, that's a bad attitude, really. That's not the sort of reception I was hoping for, nor the sort of reception that I was expecting. Don and Mike have now put back on their headphones as if...
Hi, Buzz.
Hello, Buzz.
They're broadcasting. Hi, Don and Mike. Welcome back.
I want to say to you, Buzz...
Way to go!
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.